6 months remain of the Obama administration, and as the clock ticks down, anticipation and apprehension are growing around the possibility that the president will use his executive authority to name one or more new national monuments. Nowhere is the issue more furiously debated than in San Juan County, Utah, home of a proposed monument called the Bear's Ears. The monument would encompass 1.9 million acres of public land, now mostly under a Bureau of Land Management jurisdiction. On Saturday, the debate drew more than 1,000 people to the tiny town of Bluff in the southern part of the county for a listening session with Interior Secretary Sally Jewell and other public lands officials. People from as close as a few blocks away and as far away as California, Idaho, and Wyoming packed the modest community center and overflowed into a tent outside where they sweated in the 108-degree air. Selected local leaders and about 60 members of the public chosen by lottery shared their views. Others filled boxes with written comment cards.
A coalition of five Native American tribes with close ties to the area is behind the Bear's Ears proposal. They say the rugged desert landscape, rich in cultural and historic sites, needs better protection. Their plan calls for the monument to be managed by the tribes themselves, along with representatives of the three federal agencies that currently oversee it. This precedent-setting idea is one reason the tribes are officially advocating for the monument designation.
By protecting these lands with our five tribes as co-equal managers, you'll respect tribal sovereignty and protect our existence as Navajo, Ute, Hopi, and Zuni people into the future. Making this designation will take courage, and I pray that the president has the courage to make this designation.
That's Navajo Nation Attorney General Ethel Branch speaking at Saturday's meeting. Bear's Ears is both sacred and familiar to the five tribes, who for generations have used it for many purposes. Navajo Nation President Russell Begay says that his people greet places in the Bear's Ears region as it would other people.
Through this relationship, we are able to negotiate healing, not just of body, but also of mind, soul, and heart, but also as a community and society. With this, the Navajo Nation respectfully requests that 1.9 million acres of federal public lands around Bear's Ears Butte, in southeastern Utah be designated a national monument pursuant to the Antiquities Act of 1906.
The Antiquities Act gives the U.S. president the authority to unilaterally create national monuments, but many in the West fiercely oppose this top-down approach. As an alternative, Utah Congressman Rob Bishop and Jason Chaffetz have introduced a sweeping bill to protect 4.5 million acres in eastern Utah through different designations, including a 1.4 million-acre Bear's Ears National Conservation Area.
But tribal leaders say the legislative effort does not go far enough. It does not provide for co-equal management by tribes, instead designating a single American Indian consultant to represent all Native views on the advisory board. Last year, the Bear's Ears Intertribal Coalition withdrew from the grassroots legislative process because they felt their input was being ignored. The chair of the Ute tribe, Sean Chapoose, is with the coalition.
It's only when you sit at the table and talk and hear your point of view taken seriously do you get somewhere, and that hasn't happened.
But not all Native people agree a monument designation would be beneficial. Sasha Singer is a resident of Blanding.
They say it's for traditional uses. I'm not a traditional Navajo. I don't practice the traditional practices that they do. I mean, I would be restricted because it wouldn't be fair for me to say, oh, I'm Native American, I can go on there. I mean, I have more integrity than that.
Lewis Singer, another Navajo resident of Blanding, says that simply having tribes manage the monument doesn't guarantee that it would be effective.
Even if you have Native representatives, what they were promised does not come to pass. That's the government for you.
Concerns about loss of local control are echoed by many white people in Utah. Danny Palmer of Blanding says that the area has enough protection without a monument.
These laws are in place already to help protect and to manage this land already so that someone can't come in and illegally drill or illegally log or illegally damage what is here.
A speaker who identifies himself only as Brian says a monument would be very divisive.
There is a lot of anti-federal anger in this state. And a national monument is just going to trigger that to the point that it'll explode.
San Juan County Commissioner Bruce Adams says that it's locals who need to decide the matter.
President Obama said he would not designate a monument until he'd heard from the local people. If that's really and truly the case, then I'm suggesting we have a referendum vote by citizens of San Juan County and see what the local citizens really want.
But for many others, the need for protection is paramount. Lori Webster is an archaeologist researching textiles, baskets, wooden implements, and other artifacts excavated from part of the Bears Ears area through the Cedar Mesa Perishables Project.
There's really nothing else like them, and these sites really need protection, and they need the additional funding that I think would come with a national monument designation.
Many locals have watched in dismay over the years as ancient Native American artifacts have been pilfered from the landscape. Josh Munson of Dolores, Colorado, says it should have been named a monument 25 years ago. He recalled a conversation he had with a BLM ranger about Grand Gulch, part of the proposed monument.
He told me that what he had seen was tragic. It was as if a vacuum cleaner had come through the canyons and sucked up all the artifacts, and they were all gone. And I agreed with him. I said, it's too bad we didn't protect this a long time ago.
There was local anger in 1996 when Bill Clinton designated the 1.9 million acre Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument west of San Juan County. That anger lingers today, but others say that the monument has been a benefit to the area. Amanda Nichols is with Friends of Cedar Mesa.
Over time, you show that the economic benefits greatly outweigh any of the division, and in a couple of years, I think the people will be pretty happy with the amount of money that's come into this area.
Secretary Jewell told the crowd in Bluff on Saturday that she was not there to make a final decision, only to listen and learn.
You don't get a sense of what is here until you get out on the landscapes, until you meet with the people who are of these communities, and that has been a very rich and heartwarming experience. Always respectful, and thank you for starting this meeting and ending this meeting in that same spirit.
And for those who weren't quite sure where they stood on the issues, this was still an important event. Hillary Hunger drove 5 hours from Orem, Utah.
I really think that it provides perspective into the democratic process. And we're so super polarized in the U.S. in this election season and on this issue of public lands, especially in Utah, and people don't take time to listen to the other side. And if you deeply listen and are open to that, maybe you can see some value in the other perspective that you didn't have.
With KSJD, I'm Austin Cope.
And I'm Gail Binkley.